HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Rescuers have pulled out 30 bodies from the debris of a landslide in Maharashtra's Rayagad district. A portion of a hillock at Tali village near Mahad came down late Thursday, burying some houses in soil. Aditi Tatkare, Rayagad's guardian minister, said a team of 20 local rescuers is involved in removing debris. National Disaster Response Force and police are also searching for the missing people, she said. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray said the search operation is still on. Rajya Sabha Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu has said he was deeply distressed by the ruckus in Parliament. Naidu said the only business that could be done in the past three sittings was a four-hour discussion on the government's management of COVID-19. A one-hour reply from the health ministry was another, he added. He also talked about Trinamool Congress lawmaker Shantanu Sen snatching and tearing IT minister Ashwini Vaishnaw's statement regarding Pegasus Row. Naidu said he was deeply distressed by the course of events in the House. Navjot Singh Sidhu has taken the reins of Congress Punjab unit as a party president. He took charge in the presence of Chief Minister Amarinder Singh, marking the end of a bitter infight. The cricketer-turned-politician was appointed as the Punjab unit chief on Sunday by Congress President Sonia Gandhi. Sidhu said there is no difference between an ordinary worker of the party and its state unit chief. Raj Kundra and his IT head Ryan Thorpe have been sent to police custody till July 27. Kundra and Thorpe were produced before a magistrate's court in Mumbai by the police. Mumbai police said in the court that they suspect that the money earned from pornography was used for online betting. They added that transactions between Kundra's Yes Bank and United Bank of Africa accounts need to be probed because of this. Zomato shares soared 82.8% after opening at 116 rupees in pre-open trade. It was a 53% premium to the offer price of 76 rupees for the 93.75 billion rupee IPO. Zomato stock made its debut at 115 rupees or a huge gain of 51.31% against the issue price on BSE. It then hit a high of 138 rupees, a jump of 81.57%. It got listed on NSE at 116 rupees, registering a premium of 52.63%. Zomato founder and CEO Deepinder Goyal said it was a big day for the company.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.